Mr. Dawson asked me if I could come up and share with you guys about prayer as one of the spiritual disciplines for the Christian life. 2 weeks ago, Kyle shared about discipline. And a week ago, he shared about Bible intake. And I'm going to share about prayer and how it relates to those two. And more specifically, how Bible intake should lead us to prayer. And prayer is a vital part of the Christian walk, and it's also an expected part. Jesus said, Matthew 6:5, and when you pray, Matthew 6:6, but when you pray, Matthew 6:7, and when you pray, Matthew 6:9, this then is how you should pray. Luke 11:9, so I say to you, ask, seek, knock. Luke 18:1, then Jesus told his disciples they should always pray. Colossians 4:2, devote yourselves to prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray continually. And I think most of us under here understand that we should be praying, and Pastor Mike has done a great job of emphasizing prayer and how important it is to us. And as I was reading this book, something really jumped out to me, and it was about how meditation on God's Word leads us to prayer. And I've done my thing, 10 chapters a day and pray for 15 minutes and try to feel good about myself. But really getting into the Word and trying to internalize it and understand what it means has been the times when it's most impacted me. And I was reading a quote from, or a little passage from George Mueller. He said, on his new insight on prayer, he said, before this time, my practice had been, at least for 10 years previously, as a habitual thing, to give myself to prayer after having dressed in the morning. Now, I saw that the most important thing was to give myself to the reading of God's Word and to meditation on it, and that thus my heart might be comforted, encouraged, warned, reproved, instructed, and that thus, by means of the Word of God, whilst meditating on it, my heart might be brought into experimental communion with the Lord. I began, therefore, to meditate on the New Testament from the beginning, early in the morning. The first thing I did, after having asked in a few words of the Lord's blessing upon his precious word, was to begin to meditate on the Word of God, searching, as it were, into every verse to get blessing out of it, not for the sake of the public ministry of the Word, not for the sake of preaching on what I had meditated upon, but for the sake of obtaining food for my own soul. The result I have found to be almost invariably this, that after a few minutes my soul has been led to confession, or to thanksgiving, or to intercession, or to supplication, so that, though I did not, as it were, give myself to prayer, but to meditation, yet it turned almost immediately, more or less, to prayer. When thus I have been for a while making confession, or intercession, or supplication, or have given thanks, I go on to the next words or verse, turning all, as I go on, into prayer for myself or others, as the word may lead to it, but still continually keeping before me that food for my own soul, is the object of my meditation. The result of this is that there is always a good deal of confession, thanksgiving, supplication, or intercession mingled with my meditation, and that my inner man almost invariably is even sensibly nourished and strengthened, and that by breakfast time, with rare exception, I am in a peaceful, if not happy, state of heart. So that really impacted me, and I thought, am I meditating on what I'm reading? So I've been trying to memorize some passages in Philippians, and take Philippians 2, 3 through 4. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility consider others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. So I thought, I stopped, start at the beginning, do nothing from rivalry or conceit. What does that mean? Am I doing anything out of rivalry or conceit? Am I considering others more significant than yourselves? And that brought to my mind, well, okay, so I was up in the garage last weekend and I was doing my thing with the grinding and the welding. And my uncle came along and he wanted something done. And I had a really bad attitude about it because I wanted to go inside and take a nap or whatever I wanted to do. That's not considering others more significant than yourselves. So then that led me into prayer about that. Like, oh, Lord, forgive me. I sinned against you. And so that's how meditation works. And then now I really internalize that because I applied it to my life. So, and it leads you to confessing and to thanksgiving and to asking for other people. So another thing that impacted me earlier on this year about prayer was how difficult it was before Jesus, like, to be in the presence of God. There was tangible sacrifice of your time and your money, and you had to give up your livestock, and there was slaughter, and there's blood, and sacrifice, and just all that. And Jesus died for us and took all that, and now we pray through his blood and go straight to the throne room. And what a privilege that is. To neglect that, I just don't even want to think about it. So I would encourage you all to pray continually and to really meditate on Scripture and see that meditation is going to lead you into prayer.